Morning, gentlemen. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, continuing our journey through Maseches Beitza. We are up to Beis Shammai Omrim, a clean spot by the two dots, approximately 8 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. If you're keeping score at home. And if not, you should be. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai told us, Ein Noisen Esa, or we don't take the hide and put it in front of the people who are trampling upon it, because that will tan the hide, right? And Beis Hillel allows you. Now, if you remember, why does Beis Hillel allow you? Because if they didn't allow you to do this, what wouldn't you do? You wouldn't have Simchas Yom Tov, because you wouldn't shecht the cow on Yom Tov. You would wind up getting chicken instead, because you don't want to waste the hide. So therefore, Beis Hillel gives you a dispensation. So Tana, we learned in a Brisa, Vishav and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, Shemolchin alav baser litzli. They both allow you to salt the hide, of the meat of the hide, for the purpose of roasting it, because the salting is not so much. Even though the salt falls on the hide as well, which helps to tan it, nonetheless, we allow you to do that. Amr Abai, Zokt Abai, Loi Shanu El Litzli. We only allow you to roast it. Right, because if you don't do it, it won't roast well. Aval, to salt it for likdera, to cook it, loy. What's the difference between roasting and salting and cooking? Do you guys know?
Well, then you're not allowed to do it on Pesach.
Well, it's true. But that is the halachic difference. But what is the actual difference? Like if your mom tells you she's roasting something. One of them's with water, like in a pot, right? One of them is roasting, is you put it on a spit, and then you roast it on the fire itself. While cooking is in a pot, you mix it together with water, right? So you see, you're allowed to put the salt for roasting, but not for cooking. Says the Gemara, Pshita, this is obvious because the Mishnah said, Litzli, it says for the purpose of roasting Ariel Tanan. So therefore, Avad, it's only permissible for roasting. Kamash Malon, Dafilu, Litzli, Kein Kedera. Comes to tell us that this heter is only for the person roasting it well, right? But when it comes to pot roast, it's usser, right? Pot roast. You know why it's called pot roast? Because it's similar to roasting, but you make it in a pot. Hence the name pot roast. But it's only going to be permissible for roasting and not for cooking that is similar to roasting. Okay. Now, what do you call a lot of rabbis in a room? Just make sure you guys know. Tanu Rabbanan. Up until now, the Mishnah has explained salting of the hide for the animal for the purpose of protecting the Gemara. Now going to bring an additional din when it comes to salting the fats of the animal that you can't eat. Tanu Rabbanan ein molchin esech halavim. You can't salt the fats of the animal in order that it doesn't spoil. Vein mehavchin behen. Nor are you allowed to flip them around in order that the fire goes in tight. Okay, even if it was shechted on Yom Tov. But Mishum Reb Yeshua Omru, Shoitchin Beruach Al Gabi Yetanis. What you can do is you can spread the animal and put it on pegs and the air goes underneath it so that it doesn't spoil on the holy Yom Tov. Okay? So they give you one dispensation of putting it in the air space, but not to assault it. Get it? Assault. Amr of Masne, Zok Dehelegir of Masne, Halacha, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said what? What was the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua? What did he allow you to do? He allowed you to spread it out into the airspace. And now Rav Masna comes and tells us, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. Ika di amri yesh omrim, there are those that say, Amr of Masna, Rav Masna says, ain halacha ka Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yeshua. So you have two lashonis. The first lashon says, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. The second Lashon says, we do not follow Rabbi Yeshua. So says the Gemara, which one was necessary to say? That the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua or the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua? I'll ask you a question because you should be able to anticipate the rest of this Gemara now. Which one was necessary to say? That we follow Rabbi Yeshua or we do not follow Rabbi Yeshua? We do follow Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because who do we follow? The individual or the masses?
The Rav.
So if it's going to tell me, if we go against the traditional psak, that's what it's necessary to say, right? When the replay official goes into the booth, they only tell you if the call's been overturned, what the call is. But if it's the same, they just say, weiter, let's go. Right, Bishlema, it makes sense, Limanda Amar Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, that we need the Halacha to follow Rabbi Yeshua. Itzrich is necessary to say, why? Salka Daita Chemina. I would have thought Yachid Rabbim, if it's individual against the masses. Traditionally, we say Halacha Karabim, the Halacha follows the masses. Kamash Malona comes to teach us that this, and in this case, only Halacha Ki Yachid. The Halacha follows the individual, Limanda Amar, but according to what it's saying, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yeshua, that the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yeshua. Pshita, why was that necessary to say it's unnecessary? Because we know if it's one against many, we always go by the many. Yachid Rabbim, Halacha Kirabim. So says the Gemara, you know why he tells the Halacha does not follow? Be sure that you're able to spread out the animal on top of pegs so the airspace gets in so the animal doesn't spoil? Because Mao to say, I would have thought Miss Diverse logical time out of Rabbi Yeshua, that the logic of Rabbi Yeshua is intact and unpeccable. The Eloi Sharis lay, because you don't permit the guy to take the animal, spread it out amongst the pegs so it doesn't get spoiled. What would I not do? What would I not do? Shech the animal, mimonev Eloi Shachet, I'm not going to shech the animal. Kamash Malon, it comes to teach me what? It comes to teach me that even so, the Halacha does not follow the Hilga Rabbi Yeshua. Frek the Gemara, hold on. Umay Shna, what's the difference? By shtikas chalavim, spreading out the fats on the pegs so it doesn't spoil, me or lifnei adorsin, that we allow, according to Beis Hillel, to put the hide out in front of the people who step on it. What do you call that? Thresh on it, tremble on it, whatever. Not tremble, because tremble means shake. What? Threshing on it, right? What's the difference? Why do we allow threshing and not the spreading out of the animal? Turning over to Yud Aleph, Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Hasam, over there, when you put the hide in front of the people walking, loy muchacha milsa, it's not evident that the reason why you're doing that is sustain the hide. Mishum dechazi lemigzele, because it is something that people lean on. It's like a carpet, and people spread it out on the ground all the time. But hacha, but here, by the chalavim, by the fats, if I don't, right, if I allow you to shecht it, asi lemeimer, mai taim b'shari li rabbanan, if I allow me to spread it out, they're going to say, why do the chachamim allow it? Ki echi de la lisrach, in order that the fats don't spoil. Mali lemishtachinhu, then they're going to say, okay, once we're spreading it out, what else are people going to do? Mali lemim lechinhu, what's the difference between spreading it out versus putting salt on it, or as I like to say, assaulting it. You get it? Assaulting? But not A-S-A-U-L-T-I-N-G, but rather A-S-A-L. Right? Get it? Assaulting? You get it? Okay. Assaulting it. Right? So what's the difference between the two? So since they're gonna, if you're going to allow you to spread out, you're going to come to salting it, which salting it, avad, is no good, because that's an active act of me'abed, of tanning, and that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, we don't allow you to spread it out as well, even though the logic would tell you that you should be able to spread it out. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just what's going to lead to. Okay. Now, we permitted on Yom Tov for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, right? You're allowed to do that. But you can't do that for the purpose of the weekday. You can't cook on Yom Tov for the purpose of the weekday. So where do we draw the line? Amar Yehuda Mishmul says the great Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Meleach Adam Kama Chatikos Basar Bebas Achas. You're allowed to assault. Get it? A-S-A-L-T. You're allowed to assault many pieces in one felt swoop. Babas achas is in one time. Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right on top of the Mishnah. Afal pi she'erot tzorech el chatich achas. Even though you only need one. Why? You only need one, so therefore when you salt it, you're not only doing for yontif, you're doing for chol. But there's no extra act here you're doing for the weekday. It's just agav. It's by the way. So that's why you're allowed to do it. There's no additional tircha to do that. So therefore you could add. Another case where you're allowed to assault many pieces at once. Rav Adam Arava, Marib, he would do an old trick. You know what the old trick was? Umalach grama grama. He would salt one by one. He would assault the first one for Yontif and say, change my mind. Go to a second one. Assault that one. I changed my mind. Do a third one. I changed my mind. And then he would do the fourth one. He would do the fourth one. So now an extra three ready for the weekday. But he never did any for the weekday. That's called harama. You know when people do this all the time? You're traveling down Peninsula Boulevard and you want to make a right onto Rockaway Boulevard. Right? It's a red light. So what do? You pull into the parking lot because you want a spot. Oh, I changed my mind. And then you come out on Rockaway Turnpike. Right? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go through the parking lot. But when you go into the parking lot and order park, and then you do the old change of the mind, that's called harama. So in this case, Rav Adar Bar Rava would allow you to travel on Peninsula and cut through the parking lot. But you're not cutting through the parking lot. You're going into the parking lot to park and changing your mind. Versteitzach? You understand? So that's what is permissible over here. Okay. Old trick. Don't do that at home. I also do that sometimes. I don't do it. But my kids always encourage me to do it. When you're coming up Mill Road and you're making a right onto Peninsula, cutting through that gas station as well. You know what I'm talking about? Right. So, oh, it changed my mind. What? The BP over there. Oh, the old. That's called harama. That's what you're doing in this case when you're assaulting the pieces of flesh one by one. Okay, new Mishnah. Who's excited for a new Mishnah? Raise your hand. I'm excited, right? Yeah. No, you're not excited? Not excited? Got to be excited. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Okay. Anytime you add on to a binyan, to a body of building that is connected to the ground, that is under the category of malacha of bona. Therefore, you can't connect a door to a building on the Holy Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But Beisham Omrim, we saw this mission already, ain misalkin es hatris, and you can't remove the tris. That's like the shield in front of the doors, in front of the stores on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Matirin, not only do they allow you to remove the door, they even remove it, allow you to af lahachzir, to return the door. We'll see. So my treason, what are these treason that the Mishnah says? Sarmer Ula says, Trisei Chanuyos. These are like the shutters in front of the store. Did I do a good job there, Avi? Avi, what is the word that the article used? Shutters? All right, go me. Okay, those are the shutters in front of the stores, right? Do they have those on Central Avenue, or was it just on Avenue J back in my day? Do they? Like when you close, it used to be on Avenue J. When I was a child, they used to have like these things, and you pulled them down.
Because
the Aron in your shul has it. Okay.
And then the
now the Aron is in the shuls. They come with like it's like a, what's it's like a safe. Yeah, it's like a safe. Here, any this one, anybody could come in and just pick it. A safe? Yeah. That's why I don't dive in there. Okay, no, I'm joking. Okay, says the Gemara. I'm joking. Says the Gemara. Listen to this. Amar Ula, Shloisha Dvarim Hitirun Mishum, Sofa Mishum Tchilas. There are three things on Yom Tov. We allow because of the end game. We allow the end because of the beginning. Meaning, if we didn't allow you to do the end, you wouldn't do the beginning. And we've spoken about this many times. What's the classic example? We've said, if we didn't allow you to do this, you wouldn't do that. What's the thing that we've been talking about the entire time in this Masechta? If we didn't allow you to assault it, right, or take care of the hide, you wouldn't shecht it. So really, we're only allowing the thing in the end. There is a misconception that Hatzalah calls, for example, we allow Hatzalah drivers to return home, because if we didn't allow them to return home, they wouldn't take the call in the beginning, right? Because you imagine you get a call and you're going to be stuck in the hospital all Shabbos. You're not going to go to Rav Moshe. So I was talking about Hatzalah guys. That's not the Heter of Moshe. It's a different Heter. But nonetheless, that's called Heter Sofon Mishum Tchilasin. So what are the three? Ve'elu Hain. Here are the three. Number one, or Lifnei Adorsin. You're allowed to put the hide in front of the people who are threshing on it, walking on it. Again, because you wouldn't shecht the cow on Yom Tov if you weren't allowed to do that. So therefore, in order to encourage you to shecht the cow, we allow you to put the hide in front of the people walking on it. We also allow you the Trisei Chanuyos to put it back, because if we didn't allow you to put it back, you would never open it up. If you wouldn't open it up, you know what people wouldn't do? They wouldn't have the materials for Yom Tov, because where are the materials? In the store. And finally, V'chazaris Ritiya B'mikdash. We allow you to put back a bandage on in the Mikdash. Because what's the halacha? The halacha is a kain. Anybody here a kain? My son-in-law is a kain. It's become very relevant to my family. Very exciting. So we allow you, when a kain does the avodah, he's not allowed to have a bandage on. So if we didn't allow you to put the bandage back on, he's going to say, forget it. He's going to pass up the avodah. So because of the, so now we say, no, you're allowed to put it back. And therefore he says, okay, I'll take it off. I'll do the avodah. When I finish the avodah, I'll put it back on. So we allow the end game in order to encourage the beginning. V'rachva amar Rabbi Yehuda, af haposeh chaviso umaskel b'isaso al gav harega. He allows you the following. V'alibad Rabbi Yehuda da'amar yigbor. He allows you the following. That their whole year, there are certain things that are tummy, if an Am Aretz goes near it. But when it comes to the regel, we say it's not tummy. But what if you open it on Yontif and then it's after Yontif already? So there also, we say you're allowed to complete it, because if we didn't allow you to complete it in that status, nobody's going to open on Yontif, and then we're going to be short for the regalim. So therefore, we allow you to have it open after Yontif. We don't say it's Tamei, that the Amaretz gives it Tuma after Yontif, because then people wouldn't open it on Yontif. Now we're going to break these down one by one. Okay, what's the chiddush of Ula, that these heterim are sofa mishum tchilasim? Or lifnei avdoras in Tanina. We already learned the case of the hide in front of the people threshing over it. So Malzim would have thought, Tamar de Beis, I would have thought the reason why Beis Hillel allows you to put out the hide in front of people walking on it is mishum dechazi lemizgaleo, because you're allowed to lean on it. And afilu me'erev yontif, even if you do it on erev yontif, nami. So then, since the heter is because we allow you to lean on it, I'm going to say that even if I shecht it on Erev Yomtif, I could put it out on Yomtif. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malada comes to tell me, the only reason why I allow you to put it out in front of the people walking on it is Heteru Sofa Mishum Tchilasin. It's only because of the end game that I allow it. That's if it's only shechted the Yomtif in the Erev Yomtif low. But if I shechted the Erev Yomtif, there's no reason to allow you to put it out in front of the people walking on it on Yomtif. Why? Because what's the whole reason for this hatter? To allow, right? What's the reason why I allow you to put the hide in front of the people walking on it, is to make sure that you shecht it on Yontif. But if you shecht it on Yontif, why should I allow it? It's already been shechted. So therefore, it's telling me that the reason is tchilas mishum sofen. Oh, continue with this sugya tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Zayge zut and shtark.